Rick Dantzler. I'm from Winter Haven, Florida, and I'm really looking forward to this new gig.
What are your goals for CRDF?
Well, I think you need to establish short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals. Before I get too far into that, I'm going to do what I'm calling in my own mind a listening tour. I'd like to visit with as many growers as I can. I want to meet with the boards of directors for all the growers' organizations. I want to visit with the staff and the scientists that have been involved, the board members of this organization, to try to figure out exactly where we are and where they think we need to go forward. But one thing I know, we can't be afraid of the truth, and if something is not working, we need to have the fortitude to walk away from it and find something that will.
You said you wanted to start August 15th so you can be at Citrus Expo where you'll see lots of growers, correct?
That's correct. I wanted my first day on the job to be with citrus growers because I think that sends the right message. And the message is, all of this is about serving the citrus grower, or what's the point? So I'm hoping that my first day being with growers helps reinforce that message.
Rick, you, before the board hired you and deliberated for a brief while, you told them we're going to whip this disease, meaning HLB. How do you think that's going to happen?
Well, it's going to require a lot of work. There's no question about it. But we should be able to do this more easily than it seems to be happening. I'm as confounded as anyone about why we seem to have made so little progress. But again, I think it's a willingness to walk away from results that are not that encouraging and try things that we think might have a better chance of working.
A little bit quickly about your background.
Well, I'm a third-generation Floridian. I grew up in Winter Haven, attended the public schools there, and went to the University of Florida undergraduate and law school. Was elected to the Florida House when I was 26. That was in 1982. I served for 8 years in the House and then in the Senate for 8 years, ran for governor in 98, ended up as Buddy McKay's running mate. We lost to Governor Bush and Lieutenant Governor Brogan, so I went back into practicing law. I'm a lawyer by training. And then in the year 2014, I went to work as the state executive director for the Farm Service Agency in President Obama's administration. But I got drained with the rest of the swamp when President Trump came in. That's what happens to all the presidential appointees, and that's the way it's supposed to happen. So I'm not upset about that at all. But it was interesting to get to know how American agriculture interfaces with the Farm Bill. It reacquainted me with Florida agriculture, and I am a passionate advocate for Florida agriculture, especially the citrus industry. So we're going to whip this thing. Florida without a citrus industry is like peanut butter without jelly. So we're going to return the industry back to its former days of glory.
You were a citrus grower yourself in your younger days, correct?
Well, I was, but I can't represent myself as a citrus grower per se. But my father owned a number of groves growing up and when I was growing up, and I was involved with that to some extent. And then I did own a 20-acre grove of my own. But, you know, that was only for a few years. So I don't want to represent myself as a citrus grower per se. But I've paid close attention to the industry. I care about it deeply, and I really feel a heavy responsibility to do this job well because a lot is riding on it.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.